All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
97.1. Wow, that was a wild night last night. And if you stayed up late after OSU and Indiana, the night was just getting started. Trades on again, off again, on again, off again, and then on as Verlander dealt to the Astros. Now, this is a bit of a weird show. There's no other way for me to put it. Verlander getting dealt is one of those iconic moments. It's the end of an era. If you had any doubts as to the Tigers' severity of the rebuild, I mean, you want to do 4 hours on it. But we're on after a Tiger game. And, you know, we also have college football. Now, you can't plan on that happening. And when you schedule things, you can't reschedule certain things. Now, it's simple. We're on till 6. I'll give you my thoughts on Verlander, the deal. And then we got Todd Blackledge coming up at 5:15. Talk Michigan, Florida. We got the picks at 5:30. And it's just one of those weird situations. But let me at least give you what's on the top of my mind regarding the trade. And I'll tell you, I've been very, very hard on Al Avila, but he deserves a lot of credit here. And I thought they negotiated a deal that was, look, it's a win for you. That's all you care about. I detailed why if Verlander was getting dealt, it had to be Houston. We did it yesterday. I've done it for weeks. The Cubs didn't have the prospects and LA didn't have the payroll. It had to be Houston. Houston was desperate, motivated, had the prospects, had the payroll. It ended up being Houston. I don't deserve some prize for that. But the point is, the deal you negotiated in getting three prospects, you did it with the number three system in MLB. It's one of the premier systems in the game. And you got, you know, again, whether it's the third best or fourth best guy in an organization or the 10th best or the 11th best, the bottom line is you got three essentially top 10 prospects from Houston and one MLB top 50. I thought it was a really nice job by Avila under very difficult circumstances to get the deal done. Tigers going to pick up $8 million bucks each of the next 2 years. And you know what? Would I have added more money to get even more of a return from Houston to try to? Yeah, probably. Easy for me to say. Not my money. But I thought it was the best return you could hope for. I don't think there would have been a better deal in the winter. I don't believe that. I think Houston gave you all you could ask for by picking up, by and large, all of the contract, okay, by and large, and giving you three legitimate prospects. You got the best of both worlds. I think that happens because a team is desperate, and Houston is desperate. That's a great job by Avila. Now, what happened leading up to this with reports that Verlander said no to it and all that, I can't tell you. That's why I'm not in the prediction game or the scoop game, and it's sure as hell why I'm not a part of Twitter. But whatever, some people got burned last night. Other people made a great call. I mean, you turn on MLB Network, it was pandemonium. And John Heyman, or as Sully calls him, John Hyman. I mean, they had all the luminaries out.
John Hyman.
Bob Nightingale. You see Anthony Fennec getting props by Harold Reynolds. I mean, it was a big night. But here's the thing. Overall, I know many of you, and rightfully so, you're going to be sad about it. I get it. I think some of you understand this had to happen. It still doesn't mean you're not down about it. I get that. But overall, this team was able to get something for Justin Upton, which might not be much, but he's gone. That issue of the contract, fate. No, again, opinions can change. Feelings can change. Upton probably was opting out. You know what? Gone. I think it's a blessing. Get the contract out of here. Getting Verlander out for what you did, you're cutting another $20 million a year out. And here's the other thing we talked about yesterday. Whether it's a rebuild and or a sale, It doesn't matter. The payroll has to come down either way. That's just the facts of life. Now, is your system great? No. But has your system gone from being one of the five or six worst in baseball to maybe middle of the road? Yes, I do believe that. With the JD deal, even though I didn't love the return, with the Justin Wilson deal, and with this deal here, you've added prospects to where now I feel like the farm system has gotten up off the floor and you're somewhere in the middle. Now, there's a long way to go to get into that top tier, and that's going to take time. That's going to take being bad for 2 to 3 years, having high draft picks, adding another 5 to 7 legitimate guys to this farm system. And there's no substitute for it. Now, the Verlander angle, I don't have the emotional connection to him that you do. I wanted him to pitch for a winner. I wanted him to get out of here. He deserves to pitch for a winner. I don't want to see Justin Verlander on a 100-loss team. And when the guy's out there pitching like a Cy Young candidate over the last 10, 11 starts, I want him pitching in meaningful games. I'll root for Verlander. I'll root for Houston to get this done. But for me, I don't get wrapped up in all the emotion of it when guys get dealt. I mean, I just saw it with my team, and I know it's not the same thing. I understand it was shorter term, but like with the Celtics dealing Isaiah Thomas, I love Zeke. And the city of Boston loved him. And he was the heart and soul of the team. He was basically the team mascot. He got guys to play. He recruited people to go there. Isaiah Thomas, for all intents and purposes, saved the Boston Celtics from a brutal rebuild. Everything the Celtics are doing now, they owe to IT4. What did they do? They turn around and dealt him. It's a business. I'm different like that. But I do think this was not only necessary, but I think the Tigers got a win out of it. And that's what's important here. Look, I don't have to love everything Avila does. I really liked what he did last night. I like the fact that Verlander's going to pitch for a winner. I like the fact that you didn't give a ton of money and you still got a really nice return. We'll see what the prospects turn out to be. But Houston's got a system that is essentially the envy of the rest of the league. You're picking up multiple guys that are in and around that top 10. I believe it's the number 3, 9, and 11. And you know what? You did the best you could with it. Rebuilds aren't easy. They're not supposed to be. You're going to go through some pain now. Now you need to figure out, is there a way that a healthy Miguel Cabrera could somehow be dealt? Do you have an ownership group committed to cutting that check? You know, that becomes the story of the winter. Victor Martinez, whether it's medical or not, I just think you pay him out and you don't invite him back next year. You'll pay the $5 million, get Kinsler out. You'll pay the $5 million, get Anibal out. You're going to see an entirely different team, and it's going to be some dark days. But the Verlander deal, to me, you got to take some positive out of it. Does it suck you don't get to see him pitch? Yeah, of course. But you got to take some positives in that this is a franchise that finally admits they have to rebuild.
Everybody could be a little more positive.
I'm thrilled that they at least admit it because they have fought it for years and they've made their situation worse by doing so. So a wild night last night. I thought Avila acquitted himself nicely. That doesn't mean I'm going to give him an award for being GM of the year, but he did a really nice job with this. There were a lot worse deals you could have made for Verlander. Didn't do it. Went down to the wire, got a deal that everybody likes. Got a deal that everybody feels the Tigers got equity, got a legitimate return. That's what I want a GM to do. Didn't feel that way with JD. Didn't really love what Justin Wilson got back. And you know what? This was kind of a last straw. And Avila came through, so he deserves credit. I mean, Mikey, am I missing anything here? I mean, obviously, you grew up with JV. You love the guy. You love the Tigers. I mean, I know I have a colder approach to sports, but I wouldn't be totally bummed about this because I do think they got a really nice deal.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's bittersweet from the standpoint of, one, JV had a lot of good memories here, and two, it's just the realization of the rebuild starting. But overall, great trade. I mean, to get three of the top 11 prospects from the third best farm system in baseball to clear all that salary, I think Avila did a great job, and I was happy to see the return. I thought he got a haul, and very nicely done.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's sad to see him go, but it was a necessary thing that had to happen. You got a great return.
248-539-9797. Like I said, we have Todd Blackledge of ABC Sports coming up next. He'll be on the Michigan-Florida call. We'll talk to him, get some opinions about the game. We have the picks at 5:30. We'll try to get some ticket texts in the mix as well with your reaction to the Verlander deal here on a Friday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.